it's time to pay attention. It's been time for a while, but the long term is getting closer.
Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Matt Oldham. For the second time, GAO has released a report assessing the nation's long-term fiscal health. It's looking at the challenges we could face in the coming years if our current path continues unchanged. I'm with Susan Irving. She's a senior advisor on debt and fiscal issues here at GAO, and she's here to talk to me about this new publication on the nation's fiscal health. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me, Susan.
Thank you for having me.
So what does our long-term fiscal health look like?
Well, the bottom line is it's unsustainable. It means that at the moment, the debt our government is incurring is growing faster than the economy to support it. We call that the debt-to-GDP ratio. You can't have a situation where debt grows faster than the wealth of the nation that has to support that debt. Going forward, the path has to change.
When it comes to projections like this, and when we talk about debt-to-GDP ratio, what sort of information do you use to put into an assessment like this one?
We run off CBO's, the Congressional Budget Office's, 10-year projection plan for the first decade. The Congressional Budget Office is charged by law looking at the laws Congress and the President have enacted, and based on an economic projection, looking at what happens if you, in effect, program the computer to just keep them going. They run both a baseline and something that we call an alternative. For example, when something is scheduled to expire but probably isn't going to expire, we'll assume it continues. We then run a projection or simulation for going out further. We use that data. We also use the trustees for Social Security and Medicare, their reports on what those funds look like. And based on that, we run simulations that are not designed to be specific projections, but nonetheless give you, we think, the best look at what the future will look like under reasonable assumptions.
Are there any programs in particular, or are there any policies in particular that are driving the trends in your simulations?
The simulation is driven, in all cases, by the gap between revenues and spending. On the spending side of the budget, there are three drivers. Two of them are driven by policy: healthcare spending and Social Security. The third is a result of decisions, which is interest. Healthcare costs have been growing faster than the economy. So unless we can figure out how to slow the growth of healthcare costs, we're going to be in the soup for a long time. Social Security doesn't grow as fast, but it's very large and it is not shrinking. I like to tell people there are a lot of people in my generation and we're planning to live forever, so somebody better do something. Interest costs are a function of two things. One is how much debt are we financing, and the other is what are interest rates. We have been very lucky for the last few years that even as the economy comes out of this recession, interest rates have remained low. That is unlikely to last. And eventually, interest will become the largest single expenditure in the budget.
It sounds like unless Congress and the administration take action, and soon, the long-term fiscal projections for the federal government will continue on a path that is unsustainable. And the debt-to-GDP ratio would reach record highs within 14 to 22 years. So, Susan, what can the government do to reverse these dire projections?
What we need is to reach agreement on how to think about addressing both near-term needs and wants and the long-term challenges we face. This will require making hard decisions on both the spending and revenue side of the budget. As the Comptroller General likes to say, we need to do this by cutting spending's growth, finding a way to raise more revenues, or more likely, doing both.
So finally, Susan, what do you believe is the bottom line of this report?
It's time to pay attention. It's been time for a while, but the long term is getting closer. The bottom line is continuing on today's path leaves very little room for meeting future challenges or surprises and increases the chances of fiscal crisis. The American government and the American people, who have always met major challenges, need to start looking at this one, reach agreement on a path forward, and begin to act on it.
Susan Irving is a GAO senior advisor on debt and fiscal issues, and she was talking about a GAO report on the future of the nation's fiscal health. Thank you for your time, Susan.
Thank you for your interest in this topic.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.